The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Live from Dorm 221, you are now tuning in to Soul Love, a podcast about my experiences with my mental health and how I dealt with it. I'm Josh, and I'm the host, and I hope you enjoy. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to yet another episode of Soul Love. I'm super happy you're able to come here for today's episode. I hope your week was good and everything is going great with each and every one of you. Just wanted to give myself a quick little shout out because by the time you listen to this, my birthday has passed. Yes, sir. October 10, 2002. Yes, yes. For all you astrology people out there, I am a Libra. I turned 19. Another year around the sun. What a life we live, huh? It was definitely another challenging year, but I'm here, so I'm very happy about that. I wonder if anyone else has the same birthday as me. I guess I'll never know. Anyways, as I said, welcome back to another episode of Soul Love. Episode 4, I think? I'm getting pretty comfortable in here each and every episode, so that's pretty cool. Today's topic is about social media and its effects on our mental health. I'm very excited to talk about this today because you and I both know we can relate to this topic. We're always on our phones every day scrolling through social media. But if you didn't know, this could be another source for your depression. And we'll talk about that today. I know for a fact that social media played a part in the rise of my depression. As for many kids nowadays, not my kids, definitely do not have kids. I grew up with technology. I had a phone growing up, a tablet, and video games that I could play with. That is definitely a big difference compared to other generations. A lot of older generations were not able to grow up with all this technology or social media. They were able to connect and communicate with people more through real life rather than having to meet over social media. Social media has definitely become a big part of everyone's life. It's hard to admit, but I feel as if a majority of people have a hard time not being able to not be on social media. What's usually the first thing you do in the morning? It's okay, we all do it. We pick up our phones and check to see our notifications. Next thing, we scroll through every single social media app we can. I'm definitely guilty of this because I'm just so used to doing this every single day. It definitely is not a bad habit. A lot of people use social media to show off their lives or to meet friends, but I feel as if that only makes us experience social isolation. The connections we make only are online are less emotionally satisfying than the ones we make in real life. Now, I'm not saying that social media is bad, but it does come into play with our mentality. There are still a lot of people that can use social media a lot, but still have a lot of interaction with people offline. As I've said, social media definitely has an effect on me growing up. I would always experience a lot of FOMO. For anyone that does not know what FOMO means, FOMO is fear of missing out. I would see a lot of my peers or others go on big trips and post about it on social media. I would get jealous and end up being sad because I cannot do the same things as them. Another thing was likes on a post. I would always worry about that sort of thing. Kind of pathetic, isn't it? I would see people getting a lot of likes on their posts, whereas myself, I would only get little likes. I would feel as if nobody cared about my posts. It seemed as if I wanted to have this persona or something on social media. But social media does not fully define who we are. We don't show ourselves, our true selves at least, on social media because we want to keep this image that our lives are better than others. That right there is the real toxic part about social media. It really should not be this way. Social media should be a place where we can display pictures about our lives. We shouldn't have to worry about our lives being better than others or vice versa. It is truly hard to live that way. In this episode, I really hope to talk about the effects of social media and how we can stop the toxicity of social media and find alternatives to our lives. As a result of people getting addicted to social media, there comes a lot of effects from it. There are a few I want to discuss today, so if you hear me talking about these different effects, maybe it'll help you lessen your social media usage and change your perspective on social media as a whole. The first effect on social media I wanted to talk about is social media and self-esteem. I kind of talked about this, about my experience with social media, but your self-esteem severely gets affected. A lot of the things we see on social media are pictures of people living their best lives, because who wants to, you know, post about the bad stuff? That's just really sad. The only thing people post is the good and never the bad. And sometimes people will post things that make us jealous. Maybe it'll be a picture of them with a new car or them with their new clothes. But in my opinion, the biggest thing that will cause our self-esteem to drop is pictures of people quote unquote looking better than us. Whether it'll be pictures of other people's bodies or it could even be skin too. This can go to our head sometimes. looking at these people with their perfect bodies, thinking, wow, I wish I could look as good as them. And if I could look like them, maybe people would like me better. This can truly increase someone's depression and affect someone's mentality as well. We spend a lot of time on social media to post what we think the world would think is a perfect picture of our lives. We want people to think we're very happy and beautiful. We think that people will not like us based off of our lives on social media. We think if our social media does not look good, people won't like us, when obviously that is not true. We should not live our lives for other people at the cost of our mental health. We shouldn't think that people won't accept us, because the people that will truly accept us for who we really are our real friends. So never think you have to live up to a certain standard. Live up to your standards instead. If you are happy with yourself, that is all that matters. Be happy for who you are. Another effect of social media could be less healthy activity. Social media could be holding you back from doing things that are actually meaningful. Let's be honest with ourselves for a second, okay? Are there really any benefits of social media? I mean, think about it. Unless you're a photographer or some sort of model, and is just scrolling through Instagram benefiting you in a way, it really just gives you temporary happiness. Social media could be holding you back from going outside, participating in physical activities, learning new skills, or developing new talents. If we spend so much time on our phones, we have less time for activities that could help us build confidence, a sense of achievement, and connectedness. We should do things that could satisfy us in the long run, instead of getting addicted to something that does not even satisfy you in the long run. The third effect is disrupted concentration. This is in correlation with school. It is very, very common for us adolescents to engage in social media, while at the same time, and I'll be completely honest, this is something I also need to fix, multitasking on your phone and homework. It truly distracts you. You'll end up not finishing your homework till really late, which will most likely affect our sleep schedule, making us very tired and changing our mood in the morning. Which leads me to my last and final effect, which is sleep deprivation. I'm sure we all feel sleep deprived sometimes. The overuse of social media may have an accidental effect on our sleep. A research study from childmindinstitute.com states that 60% of adolescents use their phones in the last hour before sleep, and that they get on average an hour less sleep than their peers who don't use their phones before bed. Using our phone and scrolling through social media impacts our sleep. Not getting enough sleep, as I said earlier, will end up affecting our mood in the morning, since we did not get enough sleep the night before. We'll feel sluggish and feel really bad. I have to definitely take my own advice. I know everyone has experienced this. We're scrolling through social media before bed, and we tell ourselves we're only going to scroll for 5 minutes, until we check the time and 2 hours have gone by. That's definitely something we need to change. Put your phone down and go to sleep. Remember to prioritize not only your mental health, but your physical health, because they two and two go together. I know I've said before that your mental is a lot more, let's say, like, important than your physical health, but I'm saying now that physical and mental health go two and two, or one on one, or two and two, I don't know. But to have a good mental health, you physically need to be good too. You can't be up all night and expect to be okay in the morning and feel like you got 8 hours of sleep, because you'll definitely not feel like you have 8 hours of sleep when you, in reality, you only slept like 2 hours. So yeah, make sure you put down your phone, go to bed, get your beauty sleep, so you can feel great in the morning. Now that we've talked about the effects of social media, there are a few things we can do to ensure healthy social media use. These few steps could slowly help you turn down your social media use. The first step is to focus on balancing your time on social media with real life activities. Yes, you can definitely be on social media. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But make sure you are still doing things offline. Pick up a hobby that doesn't concern you being in front of a screen. Do some physical activities. Read a book. I'm not going to lie to you, books are cool and are full of knowledge, and some of the stuff you might read might interest you. Picking up different hobbies really could give you a new perspective on life. Not only perspective, but also the feeling of genuine achievement and genuine satisfaction. It'll help you feel happy and unbothered, not worrying about anyone's life because you're only focusing on yourself. I mentioned before that during the summer, I decided to focus on myself and myself only. I started going to the gym. And I promise you, the first time my friend took me to the gym, I instantly fell in love. It became an outsource or a source of happiness for me. I was able to feel like I'm doing something with my life, per se. I wasn't doing this so I could show off my body or anything, but it did feel nice to myself only. I didn't have to, you know, look at other people or ask for people for their approvalness or anything like that. It just felt nice looking at myself and being like, you know what, I'm doing something with my life today and I look good, you know? That's just the real truth in it. So yeah, do things offline, you know? Do things that'll better yourself. And then you'll feel so great about yourself. I know after I get a good pump in, I feel really good. You know, looking at myself, I'm like, dang, Josh, you look real big today. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, the second step may seem small, but it could impact you in a big way. Turn off your notifications towards your social media apps. App developers are getting more and more aggressive with notifications to lure us to interrupt whatever we're doing. And we shouldn't let them. Turning notifications off will train your mind to stop constantly checking your phone to see if anyone has liked your picture or anything related to your social media. You'll stop feeling the need to check your phone because I feel as if the more you check your phone, the more inclined you are to keep using it and distracting yourself. So, turn off those notifications so you will slowly be able to stop checking your phone while doing homework. The next step is to teach mindful use of social media and encourage yourself to be honest with yourself how much time you spend with social media and how it makes you feel. Doing this will really help you realize how much time you spend on social media. It will help you lessen your time on social media apps because you'll realize the time you spend on it. You could be doing something else, and when you realize this, you'll feel so much better about yourself. I know there's this thing on your iPhone where you can check your screen time, actually. I've done this before, and honestly, looking at the results on the time I've spent on different apps is really disgusting to look at, because I could really be on my phone on a certain app for 5 hours in one day. Like, I could really be doing something else in those 5 hours, you know? So I encourage you guys to look at your screen time, and I'm sure maybe, I know a lot of people don't use their phone as much, you know, but to other people, the results could shock you. The next step is to model restraint and balance in your own media diet. Set an example for yourself by disengaging from social media to spend quality time together with your friends, family, and person, with no phones and distractions. It might be hard at first, but I can assure you it's for the best and can make you happy physically and mentally. Being able to spend time with your friends and family will boost your happiness, and you will not be inclined to be on your phone as much because you will be occupied with something else. Over time, it'll feel easy and it'll feel natural. I know for me, at least, being able to spend time with my friends and family, like, really means a lot to me. And I know I'm having a good day when I haven't even touched my phone once because I'm with the right company and I'm able to do things other than scroll on my phone. I think the only time I check my phone is I'm with my friends is when we're all waiting for food or taking pictures together. So go ahead, drop that phone, go spend time with your friends and family. Because, you know, quality time with our friends and family is really important. The last step, and a very essential part of this process, phone free time before sleep. Enforce a policy of no smartphones in the bedroom after a specific time and overnight. Use an alarm clock to wake you up, too. And it shouldn't be the one on your phone. You should honestly go get an old-fashioned one so that you're not looking at your phone first thing in the morning. As I spoke about earlier, sleep is a very important part of our lives. It affects our mood and affects how we function and how we are supposed to get good sleep if we're up until 3 a.m. on our phones, scrolling through Instagram or TikTok. We need to set a good example for ourselves. We must practice good habits. For me, what I do is I set my alarms before I go to bed, and I give myself a 10-minute timer, and once it goes off, I'm ready to go to bed. I put my phone down, and I am able to sleep in peace. I know it's definitely hard because we can always say we're never tired, but I promise you, if you just practice this habit for a week or a few weeks, it'll come naturally. All right, guys. And with that last line, that concludes my fourth episode of Soul Love. Continue to stay strong out there. You know that there are a lot of people that love you and want to see you thrive. I'm very proud of you guys. Thank you so much for listening in and taking the time out of your day to just listen to this, 15-minute podcast. And always remember, stay up, stay humble, stay blessed. Peace out, guys.